Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter.
Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, May 21st, 2013. This is episode 73 of The Big Show, and as ever, it is a real treat to have you here. I really appreciate you tuning in. I think we've got a really good show for you today. A ton of stuff to talk about. I'm coming at this one from a weirder place than normal. Not that we can't get a little weird around here from time to time, but there is such an odd story going on in the book publishing world that speaks to where a lot of businesses are and a lot of industries are with e-commerce generally. And so I thought it'd be useful to talk about it. There is a controversy going around because Amazon.com, our old buddy Amazon, one of the Ag Fam folks, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, and Microsoft, is apparently delaying shipping books from a publisher that I think is pronounced Hachette or Hatchet, perhaps. And I apologize that I don't know how it's pronounced. I suppose when you do a podcast, you really ought to try to find somebody to pronounce the words you haven't said before. But nonetheless, there are a number of sites, Slate and MHP Books and the American Conservative, among others, who are talking about how Amazon is basically a bully, how it is pushing publishers around and preventing the publishers from reaching their customers most effectively. The story is this. There's a pricing dispute between Amazon and the publisher. And I'm just going to call them the publisher so I don't keep mispronouncing their name. And because the publisher will not give Amazon the pricing that Amazon wants, won't make its books available at a price that Amazon wants, apparently Amazon is making it so that they're saying there's limited availability for books. They're taking longer to ship books to those people who buy them. And by the way, if you are not in the book publishing industry, if you're not in book sales, if you're not in book retail, hang with me for a few minutes because you'll see where this applies in your world as well. So this whole thing is basically saying, you know, Amazon is pushing around the publisher and making it hard for them to put their books in the hands of their customers at a price that the publisher feels is fair. Now, as MHP Books writes on their blog, what, if anything, can Hachette do? They have little leverage to speak of. This is, after all, a post-US the Apple world. If other publishers were to step up in defense of Hachette, a reasonable thing to do, considering that the other four big four publishers could be next up on the firing line, they'd have to fear another antitrust suit. The major publishers made that mistake once, and the US government stepped in at Amazon's behest. They won't make it again. Now, for those of you who aren't aware of the background there, and I'm not going to go too deep down this rabbit hole, you know, you can read about this all over the web, but essentially a group of publishers partnered with Apple on a different business model, and they were found by a judge to have violated antitrust law in doing that. They were seen as colluding to keep prices artificially high. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not taking a side on that one any way, shape, or form. However, I take issue with this sentence. What, if anything, can Hachette do? They have little leverage to speak of. They do? Really? It's their books, right? It's their product that they choose to sell through, admittedly, a large bookseller. But according to, I believe it's Forbes, there was a good Forbes article that talked about this. Amazon only represents about 30% of the book buying market. Now 30% is huge, right? I mean, anybody would kill to have a market share of 30%. But it's not like they have 100% of the market share. It's not like they have 80% market share. It's not even like they have 50% market share. And one of the things I talk about, and here's where this applies in your world, but one of the things I talk about again and again and again is in this world of the mobile, local, social web, in this world where you can have your own website, and you can have your own apps, and you can have all the tools that you want to put in front of your products and services in front of customers. Why doesn't Hachette just sell the books directly to customers? There's nothing that prevents that. What, if anything, can Hachette do? They can say to hell with Amazon altogether and sell directly to consumers. They can do cooperative marketing with other booksellers, be it Barnes & Noble's or Powell's Books or other players, to make it easier for people to get the books through those sources and help promote those books more effectively. But instead, what so many book publishers have done is they've said, well, there's the way we used to do things for years, and now some new guy on the block, Amazon, is leveraging its strength to use the rules against us when we, a publisher, could have been Amazon if we'd gotten on board with this years ago. I just don't understand this. I see this, I've heard this in the travel industry where, you know, the same thing happens with online travel agencies and with hotels who say, well, they're taking all the control. No, they're not. They're not. I see the same thing in the golf space. I see the same thing in restaurants with OpenTable. I see the same thing with other manufacturers who use distribution channels like Amazon or like eBay. I see this with retailers who use eBay as a distribution channel. And they say they have all the power. We can't do anything. And I want to be fair. Of course they have a lot of power. Apple and Google and Facebook and Amazon and Microsoft have invested enormous sums of money in building their brands and enormous sums of money in building their user experience. And of course it is difficult to compete with them directly head to head. The flip side is it's your product. You have the ability to put it in the hands of consumers directly and bypass any of those third parties if you choose. You have the ability to develop a direct relationship to your customers and bypass the third parties directly. This is a mindset when people say, oh my gosh, what can we do? That I just don't understand. It's your product. If you think about the way that Apple has long handled selling their products, they've put a huge emphasis on making people come to them directly. If you look at what many players are doing with apps today, they're doing the same thing. They're saying, we want to be the place as customers shift to mobile. We want them to come to us directly. It's unbelievably huge. And I just had a post yesterday, I want to say, where I talked about the fact that desktop e-commerce for travel, specifically, actually declined last year because customers are taking new action. They're getting more accustomed to using mobile. They're getting more accustomed to using apps. They're getting more accustomed to using their tablets. And so they're going to go ahead and use a new tool. So if you sell a product where that's true, and for most of you, if it's not true yet, it will be, you should be thinking about how do we provide a map? How do we provide a mobile experience? How do we provide the right customer experience such that we are a viable option? Not the only option, but a viable option when our customers look for our products and services. You don't have to let the big guys push you around. You probably can't just dismiss them out of hand. I recognize that. They have a value. They have a purpose. But you don't have to play solely by their rules when you can talk directly to your customers too. And the better a job you do of that, the more likely it is that you don't find yourself in a position where the big guys are making you do things you don't want to do. And so what can Hachette do? Hachette can start building relationships with its customers directly and actually show them there might be a better way to get access to the things they want to read than just turning around and buying from Amazon every time. Now, since we're talking about big guys and little guys and problems and things like that, I actually got interviewed about a week ago in Restaurant Hospitality Magazine about net neutrality and its effects on business and how it could affect small businesses. And I strongly recommend you check that out if you get a chance. The link will be in the show notes at timpeter.com/podcast. And you just look for episode 73 of the podcast. But the point is that the big guys, the ATTs, the Verizons, the Comcasts of the world, want to charge more and more and more for you as a business to put your content in front of customers. And that's a very bad thing. So make sure to check out the interview. I think you'll check out the article and my comments in it. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, we are out of time for this week. As ever, I really do appreciate you tuning in. I thank you as ever for being here. I want to remind you, you can subscribe to the podcast by going to timpeter.com/podcast and going ahead and clicking on the subscribe link in any of the episodes you find there. You can also subscribe by going to iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcatcher and doing a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just plain old Thinks Out Loud, and you can subscribe there. And of course, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. Just go ahead and tell me any comments or questions or concerns or thoughts you may have. I do love to hear from you. And I do love that you tune in every week. I really do appreciate it. As I've said many times before, I wouldn't do this show if it weren't for you. So I do appreciate you taking the time to tune in and hear what's going on here at the podcast each week. So with that, I hope you have a great rest of the week, a wonderful weekend, and I do look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud next week. Take care, everybody.